the big news tonight, of course, is that President Barack Obama has won a second term in office. The news networks began calling the election for the president around 10:30 last night when exit polling indicated that he would take Ohio. With solid victories across the Northeast, that gave him the minimum 270 electoral votes to secure re-election. Obama won the popular vote as well by a margin of just under 3 million votes out of nearly 120 million ballots cast. Democrats picked up a couple of seats in the Senate. The election will see a record number of women on that side of Capitol Hill as the new Congress convenes, 20 in all. Among them are Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who defeated Republican incumbent Scott Brown, Democrat Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, who becomes the first open lesbian in the Senate, Mazie Hiono, a Democrat of Hawaii, becomes the first Asian-American woman in the Senate, and Claire McCaskill, who successfully fought off a challenge by Republican Todd Akin. Akin was leading in that race until his opinions on what he called legitimate rape went viral. Republicans retained control of the House of Representatives, which means the power dynamic in Washington will remain unchanged. But now that the election is over and President Obama has won another term, the American Civil Liberties Union says it's time for him to reaffirm his commitment to civil liberties and core constitutional values, many of them issues that the candidates barely mentioned.
A lot of the issues, let's call them the national security issues, were not front and center in the campaign.
Michael McLeod Ball is the Chief Legislative and Policy Counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union's Washington Legislative Office.
I think that those will come to the fore now, particularly with the lame duck session of Congress about to come back in, I think, next week. They will very possibly do something on the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, which does include some provisions that we think should have been part of this campaign. Chief among those are continuation of some of the detainee restrictions that have made it effectively impossible for President Obama to fulfill his first term promise to close Guantanamo. So those things could be extended in this lame duck session. There will also be an extension of the authorization of the FISA Amendments Act, which continues some of these over-the-top surveillance practices. That expires at the end of the year, so we would fully expect there to be some attempt to extend them in the lame duck session. We hope to limit those to the greatest extent possible, although it still seems as though it's radioactive for members of Congress to actually vote against something that can be perceived as being quote-unquote soft on terrorism, even though really what we're asking for or some common sense limitations on those surveillance practices to make sure that our tried and true constitutional limitations on the government's authority to invade privacy, to surveil individuals in their private communications, just has some reasonable limits to it.
And of course, the ultimate judicial appointment for any president is Supreme Court justices. Several of the justices are in their 70s. This could very well be a presidential term when there will be several Supreme Court nominations. This, to me, seemed like a pivotal issue in this election.
Yes. To the extent that you could infer that somebody other than President Obama, Governor Romney, in the case of this election, might have had some kind of a litmus test for candidates that would work toward overturning Roe versus Wade, for example, I think it is a good sign for progressives and for those who believe in civil rights and civil liberties and maximizing those principles that President Obama will have the opportunity to nominate additional justices to the Supreme Court, or possibly have the opportunity to do that. We can't really tell what's going to happen. No justice has said he or she is going to resign, but we do know that the justices that President Obama has put forth in his first term have generally come down pretty good on our civil liberties issues. And so you would hope that he would continue in that trend and nominate somebody else of like mind. You know, we've been talking here, though, about congressional actions, judicial nominations, and what the courts might do. People should also focus on what the president himself can be doing in the days ahead. There are certain things that the president can do on his own authority, and we are interested in urging the president now that he return to focus on some of the things that he promised to do when he first took office. One of the things was to close Guantanamo, and we think that he does have it within his authority to make that process easier. He can insist in his work with Congress to end the restrictions on transfers of detainees that would make it easier for him to move some of those detainees out of Guantanamo now. He can take firm steps on his own to make that happen. He can also take steps to end the kinds of federal programs that are being used by states to engage in racial profiling as states attempt to inject themselves into the immigration enforcement process. He can end the Secure Communities Program and the 287G program with the states that contribute to that kind of racial profiling. He can even make sure that his budget is geared toward preserving the right for women to have an abortion if they so choose, if their private needs require that. These are all things that are within the president's purview. And so as we talk about what's coming up next, yes, we need to talk about a legislative agenda. Yes, we need to talk about whether justices might have to be nominated. But we can also urge the president, now that he has won re-election, to do some of these things that were part of the hope and change that we all believed in when he first came into office 4 years ago.
Michael McLeod Ball is the Chief Legislative and Policy Counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union's Washington Legislative Office.